From the KHBT studios, it's time for the Wildcat News, brought to you by Northwest Bank. And now a look into the Humboldt school system on 97.7 The Bolt.
Again, 61 degrees, 724, Wildcat News. Good morning. We have Principal Travis Sprague in studio. Good morning to you and welcome.
Good morning, Pat. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. The sun's shining and, you know, a little bit of a break from the wet weather we had for such a long time there. So
it has been an absolutely gorgeous week. Hopefully we can continue it.
Yes, you have graduation coming up. We're going to talk about all that. I'm sure that's mostly what everybody's talking about, especially the seniors.
It is certainly on everybody's mind right now.
Graduation is what day?
So graduation is Sunday in the gym at 2 o'clock.
This Sunday?
This Sunday.
And when's the last day for seniors?
Last day for seniors is really today. We're going to have senior breakfast tomorrow morning, and then we got to go through some graduation rehearsal. We have several students on Friday, several seniors that have to do some AP testing. So they're still studying through, but the vast majority of our seniors are done today, and it's an early out today even too. So just a reminder to all of our listeners that this is our last early out day through all of our buildings. So around 2:20, we're all out today.
When is the last day of school?
Last day of school for everybody else is Thursday, May 29th.
All right. So it's after Memorial Day weekend.
Correct. Yep.
That Thursday after. Okay. Sounds good. Let's talk about transition from middle school to the senior high. How has that been going?
We are excited. Our current eighth graders have completed their schedules, their four-year planning. It always takes a ton. Families have been involved in that. We're bringing our eighth graders over next Tuesday to our building for what we call our step-up day. So kind of for a portion of the day, we invite them for lunch. They get to meet with our student senate, talk to other high school students, and hey, what's high school really going to be like? What activities can I be in? Some are similar than the middle school. We have a wide array of offerings at the high school. What's it like in the classroom? And then what's it like just to be a ninth grader and how that's different than being an eighth grader?
That always seems to heighten anxiety for some. And, you know, you get through it. And I'm sure if you're feeling a little uncomfortable, there are people that you can talk to. Just maybe you have an older sibling or a teacher or coming to the office and just saying, boy, I'm just a little uncomfortable with this. It's very overwhelming.
You know, we have a great staff that's putting this together, but our best sellers are often our upperclassmen. Our current sophomores and juniors, the ones that remember having that first day of school as a freshman and knowing what it's like to be that 14 or 15 year old walking over, even though we're an attached building, sometimes it just feels different. And they are the best people to look out. Obviously, our entire staff is happy to help out, but we're so proud of as our current sophomores and current juniors move into leadership roles of how they really help our current eighth graders.
That transition is only temporary.
Correct.
Yep, it goes away after a while, the being a little anxious. Now we have postseason track and soccer. That's happening here real quick.
Yes. We also have golf going on,
sure,
too. We have an outstanding athletic crew going on right now, but we are either gearing up for postseason play or we are a day away from, you know, state qualifying for track, a day or two away for that, a day, you know, less than a week away for golf qualifying and stuff like that. And then next week, we're already in postseason play with boys and girls soccer. So it is action-packed. There's not a moment. And then we got baseball and softball that started up, and everybody's trying to find that time to practice and see what we have in a team. I was just talking to Mr. O'Hearn. We've got games for baseball and softball, it feels like, starting next week. It just goes by so, so quick.
It does. It does. You've been at the helm now for how many years?
2 years.
2 years. That's what I thought. Yep. And so you've more than acclimated to the position and enjoying Humboldt. I see you around town. You're at a lot of the sporting events, if not all of them. You know, one of the tough things that's coming up, I grew up in an era where we didn't have cell phones. Mm-hmm. I grew up when we had rotary phones, and that's the reference that Matt and I made earlier. It's the age of technology and an easy way to get a hold of people. So for me, if I forget my phone at home and I'm going to the grocery store, I don't go into a panic attack, but I know that there's that communication, that constant communication. Are cell phones going away? How are you addressing that here for next year?
Yeah, so the state legislature, in kind of mirroring other states, is just seeing those negative effects of cell phones, especially in the classroom and stuff like that. So the state has stepped in and said, hey, we are giving guidance to each school district, each school board. So we're actually working with our building leadership team and then working with our school board to see how those changes. But in the classroom, cell phones won't be around anymore. We value that classroom time and stuff like that. We still got to work out a few things again with our building leadership and bring that to the school board. But what I'll say is we have an incredibly supportive school board who values education. And the good news also is the students know that this is coming. They don't know every single detail. They've read and watched the news. There's some natural questions that come from kids. But I also think that they realize that, you know, taking time away from their cell phones isn't the worst thing in the world. Just as we're doing right now, this good conversation, I think that's a skill set that we're going to see in our kids grow over time, as that cell phone is really reduced in that school setting, in that educational setting. And I think we're going to see a lot of positives in the classrooms. It's going to be a little bit of a change, but it's positive change. Just like we've seen this year with students entering through our main entrance, our students have responded so well this year to some of the changes that have come at the building and district level. I have full faith in our students having positive interactions and reactions to what's coming in the future. So
what's the direction between now and the end of the year then?
So just as we get our seniors through, it's a big graduation week this week, but then our rest of our students preparing for semester test, setting themselves up for success. We've got a million activities still going on. May, there is never a day that there isn't an activity at the high school. So balancing out how does my day look with all the activities I'm involved in. And then I know I'm missing a few extracurriculars. We're doing our FFA is doing a ditch cleanup at the end of the week. Our Industrial Tech and Skills USA programs are doing activities. We are nonstop, but it's awesome for our kids in that way.
If a parent has any questions about the balance of the year or really about anything,
yep,
feel free to give the office a call and ask for Principal Sprague.
Absolutely. 515-332-1430. We're excited for all of our senior parents. I want to do a couple shout outs. Thanks to our senior moms and senior parents who are helping support senior breakfast tomorrow and honestly helping support your child all the way through their high school career and even before that. A lot of exciting times, a lot of good memories that are going to be had over the next couple days.
Looking forward to it. Bittersweet, isn't it?
It is.
Thank you for being our guest on Wildcat News this morning. Principal Travis Sprague from the high school. Have a great, great rest of your day and good luck through graduation. Classic Hits, 97.7 The Bolt.